Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your girl. How you doing? So excited. Oh, my goodness. I am ecstatic. Today's show is going to be off the chain. We want to welcome all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web who check us out every week. We're here every Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you live shows, hot shows, wonderful guests. And today is no different. I am tickle pink, as my auntie would say, from Milledgeville, Georgia, to have one of our celebrity spotlights. Yes, this is our celebrity spotlight show. We're so excited. Big shout out to Blog Talk Radio for featuring this show on the homepage. Big shout out to the staff. But we're excited because right now, today, in the virtual studio with me, I have Kevin Brown. Oh, my goodness. You know him as .com from NBC's hit sitcom 30 Rock. That's right. Tracy Morgan's right-hand man. Oh, my goodness. The show also stars Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin and Grizz and a whole bunch of other people. And he's in the virtual studio with us right now. We get an up-close and personal interview with Kevin Brown coming to the mic right now. Welcome, Kevin Brown. Hello, Kevin.
Hey. How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me about to jump through the phone with excitement?
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. So I want to get right into things. I want our listeners to know a little bit more about you. So I want to highlight that you are a comedian as well as an actor. How did your comedy career start?
You know what? This game is very interesting because my stand-up comedy career actually started about 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it's starting right now.
Wow. Explain that.
Well, you know what? I did a show back in March. I hosted at Caroline's, which is like the premier club in New York.
Yeah, right off Broadway. On Broadway, actually.
Yeah, I hosted for Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan did 7 sold-out shows, 350 people per show, all of them 30 Rock fans and all that kind of stuff. And he asked me to host the show.
Okay.
So I hosted the show, and when I stepped out on stage, the people didn't know that I was going to be there.
Oh.
So when I stepped out on stage to open up the show, they started clapping really hard because they were excited to see me, but they don't know that I'm a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And this happened for 7 sold-out shows, you know.
Oh,
so it was just amazing to me that, you know, I've been doing my thing, you know, working hard at my craft for the last 12 years, but it's like I'm being introduced to the world right now for the first time, you know.
Wow.
So it's really like I feel like I'm starting over, you know. It's like, you know,
wow,
what I mean?
You never know. Timing is something, right? Timing is always something with our career.
Yeah.
Oh, so would you say you had the comedy bug or the acting bug first, or how did you intertwine them? Which one jumped off first?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I decided to do comedy first.
Okay.
But when I decided to do comedy, I also went and started taking acting classes because the two go hand in hand.
Good.
You know, when I see young comics and they just go to the comedy clubs and just do comedy, they're missing out. They're missing a very important part of this game. You have to. If you're a stand-up comic, you have to go take acting lessons. You have to. Because there's going to be a point in your career where someone's going to stick a script in your hand and say, I want you to be in my movie or be in my TV show. And if you can't read, if you can't cold read, if you can't translate those words into your emotions, if you can't do those things, you're going to be in trouble. So
Oh, my goodness, listeners. You are getting advice from the voice of experience, the VOE, as someone I know says. Great advice, great advice. And you know what? A lot of times people are trying to do their thing, but they're not prepared and they're not equipped. And opportunity comes, but then they don't have that preparation. So
yeah.
That is great, great, great. All right, so then the acting. What things did you do with the acting career prior to 30 Rock?
Let me see. I've done a lot of little things. I've done some theater. I love theater.
Okay. Oh, great.
You know, theater is like free acting classes for me. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm one of those dudes. You know, I don't like spending my money paying a coach to teach me how to act. So I prefer to go and audition for a role and get on the stage. And it's the same as being an acting class because you get a chance to work with other actors, the director is like the acting teacher, and then you get a chance to perform in front of the audience. So that's beautiful. But I've done a one man show.
Okay.
Where I had to learn like 2.5 hours worth of dialogue and perform it
by yourself.
By myself.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah. It was a lot of work. I think I lost about 15 pounds doing that. So, but I've done, the first movie I ever did was something called Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. It was a movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And the second movie I did was Get Rich or Die Trying.
Okay, yeah.
With 50 Cent. And let me see, I had a brief part in, well, you saw my face in The Departed.
Okay.
But they didn't put my name on the credits. I'm very disappointed at that. Martin Scorsese didn't put my name in the credits, but I was in there.
We need to send him a memo.
Yeah. Because, you know, what happened to me was a few months ago, I re-met Leonardo DiCaprio. I met him when we did Departed.
Yeah.
But you know how you meet a superstar, and you figure, you know, you're just one of the millions of people that he met today. No big deal for him. But it was a big deal for me. So I saw him at a party, and I went to take a picture with him like a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, by the way, Leo, you know, we met, you know, I worked on The Departed with you. And he looked up at me and he said, oh, you were the guy that was looking at me like a piece of meat, huh? I was like, yeah, that was me. You're glad you remember.
Wow. And so do you find that, isn't it funny how, like, people are starstruck with you, but then you still have those moments where you may be like, oh, man, that is an awesome actor or actress. Wow, I wish I could connect with them. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah, I get starstruck all the time, but I'm also amazed, you know, when people, you know, are just excited to see me. This couple from Australia, I was hitting the comedy club this weekend, and this couple from Australia just, you know, was like going gaga over me, like, oh, can we take a picture? You're the man in Australia. And I'm like, me? I've never been to Australia.
Look, I need to book my flight, right? Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting out of the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Welcome to those that are tuning in from Facebook and Twitter and MySpace blogs and 14 other blog sites across the World Wide Web. We see you. Hello to those in the chat room and to those that are on the phone line. Hello, we have Kevin Brown. You know him as .com from NBC's 30 Rock, and we're just chatting it up with him. Actually, Kevin, we have a caller. One of the callers, I'm going to take you now. Your number ends with 3618, and I'm bringing you to the mic now. Caller ending in 3618. You are live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, thank you. I'm just listening in.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. All right, so, Kevin, let's talk about how you found out about 30 Rock. Like, how did you even hear about this opportunity? How did you get involved?
Oh, let me see. 30 Rock was when I got called to do 30 Rock. This was, like, 2006.
Okay.
It wasn't even titled yet. It wasn't called 30 Rock. It was called the Tina Fey Unnamed Project.
Because she's the producer, right?
Yeah. She was the producer. She was the star, and it was her concept and all that stuff.
Okay.
But it didn't have a name. And some casting director had called me and asked me if I would be willing to do some featured background work on 30 Rock. and I didn't do background work. It's basically extra work.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Featured background work is how they cleaned it up to make it sound like it was more than what it was.
Uh-huh.
So they called me and said, you're going to be on camera. You're going to be featured on camera as a part of this entourage, but there aren't going to be any lines. So I turned it down.
Oh.
I said, no, thank you. I don't do any, I don't do extra work. You know, I'm working on my principal career, but thank you for calling. And
uh-huh.
I hung up the phone. And then she called me back again, and she asked me to do it again. And I said, no, really, I don't do that. I'm working on my career, yada, yada, yada. And I
uh-huh.
said, no. And then she called me back a third time, and she said,
wow.
Kevin, could you do me a favor and just go down and, meet these people? It's a pilot for a new show, and you never know what might happen.
Right.
So because she asked me that way
uh-huh.
to do her a favor, I said, okay. After the third time saying no, I said, okay. And I went down there, and I met the producer. I met the director, the first AD, and they ended up picking me to be part of this entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and shot the pilot. And when we went and shot the pilot, that was the day I re-ran into Tracy Morgan, because I hadn't seen Tracy Morgan in maybe 8 years. And
okay.
I would see him like in passing in the comedy scene. But he was becoming a star, so I just kept my distance from him, but we were always kind of cool.
Okay.
So we're shooting the pilot. Tracy Morgan walks in, and we see that we're both working on this show, and it's just a coincidence that they paired me with him. So when he goes, we're sitting at a table, we're shooting the first episode of 30 Rock, and he introduces me to Tina Fey. And he says, Tina, this is my man, .com. .com, this is Tina. And that's how he introduced me to Tina. So maybe after the show got picked up, maybe after the first two episodes, they pulled me in the corner, and they
mm-hmm.
said to me, Kev, we like your energy, and the writers decided they're going to write you in and throw you some lines from time to time.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, because Tracy and I kind of known each other,
uh-huh.
I made them feel, our relationship made them feel comfortable.
Right.
The rapport that we had gave him the zany energy that they needed for the character. So they loved that chemistry that we had. So they
mm-hmm.
just decided they would throw me some lines. And the first time I saw a script with my name on it, I had the character name .com, which was the name that Tracy introduced me to Tina Fey as.
And so where did .com come from?
Well, I go by the name of Uptown Kevin Brown. That's my stage name right now.
Okay.
But back then, that might be, how many years ago was that? This might be 8 years ago now.
Okay.
I used to go by the name of Big Kev. That was just the stage name I used, just Big Kev.
Uh-huh.
And they would put my name on flyers, Big Kev, my picture on flyers, Big Kev. But in New York, when they started putting my name on flyers saying Big Kev, every other guy named Kev would put Big Kev on their flyer. So everybody was Kev.
Right.
I sort of wanted to stand apart, and I said, wow, what do I do? All this promoter's calling himself Big Kev and Boat Ride and Big Kev Birthday Party and Big Kev, Picnic.
Right.
So I said, I got to change my thing. Let me call myself BigKev.com, and that's what
okay.
I would do. So I gave myself a new name of BigKev.com, and when I saw Tracy last, that was the name I was going by, BigKev.com, and everybody just called me .com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Listeners, you are getting the inside scoop right now from KevinBrown.com, NBC's 30 Rock. Again, welcome to all those that are tuning in. I am just loving this. I'm just loving this. Again, those that are in the chat room and those that are on the phone lines, please say hello. This is your host, Charvette Mitchell. Listen, connect with me online on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Twitter.com/Charvette to stay up to date on all of the great things going on with the show. And also you can connect with Kevin on Twitter and Facebook. Can you give out your Twitter and Facebook information?
Yes, my Twitter is .com30rock, just like it sounds, .com, .com, 30 is the number 30, and then rock, .com30rock at Twitter. and my Facebook is Uptown Kevin Brown.
All right, real simple, listeners, real simple. Okay, so I believe we have another caller in queue. I'm not sure if you're just listening in. I'm going to check you out. Your number ends with 1938. I'm bringing you on the air now. You're live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Do you have a comment or question?
I have actually two questions.
Okay,
for,
great.
For Kevin. First off, Kevin, when are you coming to the Washington area? I noticed you were in a one-man or in the show with Tracy. So I was wondering, when are you going to come to Washington? And how long does it take for you guys to come up with the jokes? I mean, the comedy is just brilliant. How long does it take for you guys to plan a session?
Now, when you say a joke, you mean for stand-up or you mean for 30 Rock?
Oh, I'm so sorry. For 30 Rock.
Okay.
I mean, it's just one funny line after the next. How do you do it?
Well, you know what? 30 Rock. All the praise goes to the writers. All the praise goes to the writers. And Tina Fey and her staff. Tina Fey is just a hilarious woman. She is writing. She's writing and coming up with funny stuff all the time. You know, if you stand close to her, she's always talking under her breath, saying something that's very funny under her breath all day, all night long. But her writers, they come from, you know, the hit comedy shows on TV. Her writers come from shows like Friends, from The Cosby Show, from Saturday Night Live, and they're just great writers. And all the stuff ends up on paper. I mean, when we see the script, all the jokes are there, you know, and they're just really good at what they do. And all we do as the cast is really just try to bring their words to life, but they are hilarious writers.
That's great. When are you coming to Washington?
Well, you know what? To do stand-up, I'll be coming out there soon. I am actually starting in June. I'm going on tour, so I'm going to be hitting some states. I don't know all the states, but hopefully Washington will be in there. But
great.
Hopefully soon.
Caller,
great,
thank you so much for listening.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Again, listeners, connect with Kevin on Twitter and Facebook, and that way you can know all of the great things that are going on with him. Again, Kevin, give us your Twitter and Facebook addresses.
Twitter is .com30rock, .com30rock, and Facebook is Uptown Kevin Brown.
All right. There you have it. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
The professional black woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Day, your voice, your story, on industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3 Z's.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are interviewing Kevin Brown. You know him as .com on NBC's 30 Rock. Oh, my goodness. Now, I got to tell you, when I first looked at the show, I didn't know what I was watching. I stumbled across it, and I was sitting there watching the show, and I was like, this show is mad funny. It was so funny, and I was like, what am I watching? And what I really love about the show is the blended characters and all the different storylines that are going on, but yet it's so funny, and it's got diversity, and I think they just do an excellent job. I don't even know how you all would get through a rehearsal. I really don't.
Rehearsals is laughter all the time. We don't get through rehearsals.
You don't get through
rehearsals. We don't get through rehearsals, no.
What is like a typical, like the start, you know, the beginning of a day and the end of the day where you have rehearsals for the show? What is that like?
Well, you know what? One thing is everybody's really professional, you know. Everybody's really professional. So they keep a great atmosphere, you know. When you have Alec Baldwin on the set, you know, this guy is like a master, you know. He's a master actor. And if you watch him when he hosts Saturday Night Live, he's a master comedian, too. You know, his timing is incredible. So, you know, for guys like me, not even just like me, I was going to say for guys coming up like me, but everybody learns from Alec Baldwin. You just sort of, you know, stand around with a smile on your face and just watch this guy work, you know.
Wow.
And it's a lot like that with Tracy Morgan, too, because Tracy walks in the room and just starts talking loud. And he will not stop talking. He will talk, telling jokes, telling stories, singing songs from the moment we start till the moment we leave. This guy is incredible.
He is so funny. And listeners, if you haven't seen Death at a Funeral, it's one scene that's going to take you over the edge. I'm not going to spill it, but it's one scene that Tracy Morgan does that will literally take you over the edge. And the movie is great. If you haven't seen it, you got to go check it out. Okay, so that's a little bit about rehearsals and all. And everyone's professional, which, you know, I'm sure you have to have that to get the energy and the synergy that we see coming across the screen. So there's a wedding coming up on the show, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you tell us anything? You don't have to spoil anything, but what can we see, you know, up on some of the upcoming shows, or what can we expect from the show coming up?
Well, you notice I said I think so.
Right.
I don't know how much you could. I don't know how much I could tell. You know what? I got to tell you something.
Okay.
Something that people may not know. Like, I'm a real dude. Okay.
Uh huh.
I'm from the projects in the Bronx. Okay.
All right.
And the thing about it is, I say that because anybody that's from the projects in whatever state you're in,
mm-hmm.
projects are the same all over the world.
Right.
Okay. I'm one of those dudes. And I'm on a show like 30 Rock on NBC, okay? And for a project dude to go and survive and thrive on a show like, you know, on an NBC network TV show, we have to be bilingual. You know what it's like to be bilingual. You know, you gotta be around the way, and you gotta speak the, you know, the hood talk, and then you gotta go into the studio and speak the, you know, the job talk.
Right.
Now, when you ask me a question like that, I get nervous because when you're an actor, you have a similar clause in your contracts as athletes. So you know how when these athletes do things wrong and they have these morals clauses in their contracts and stuff like that? We sign documents where there's certain conduct we can't do. You know, we mm-hmm. have morals clauses where if we violate the morals clause, we can lose our jobs. If we disclose too much information, we can be chastised or reprimanded or lose our jobs or whatever. So when you ask me questions, I want to tell you everything I know, but I get scared because I don't want them to put me on an express train back to the hood.
No, and Lord knows we don't want you to be in trouble with NBC. So listen, we can just tell everybody, check out 30 Rock on Thursdays. Check your local listings.
Yeah, somebody's getting married, and I'm afraid to say who because I don't want no phone calls saying, Kev, we're sending you back to the project. Sorry.
And I don't want the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to be your last interview about 30 Rock. So, listeners, again, check out 30 Rock, NBC, on Thursdays. Check your local listings for the times. So, you know what? A little birdie told me to ask, is the story that you told about Al Roker and Tracy Morgan, is that true? Is this ringing a bell to you?
Oh, yeah, no. My Al Roker, Tracy Morgan story is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, when I said that I feel like my comedy career is starting right now,
mm-hmm.
It's because of Tracy Morgan. Because Tracy Morgan had put me on his Caroline shows like 2 weeks before the shows, 2 weeks before the show happened.
Okay.
Now, and I was so pleased at that he was putting me on, because the thing is, Caroline's, like I said, it's the premier club. You know,
All
the headliners, when all the big comics come to town, they perform at Caroline's. You know, it's not like there are clubs where you just go to the Black Comedy Night and you'll pay $10, and you know you'll see a whole bunch of comics and you don't know their names but they're funny. You may have seen them on something.
Uh-huh.
So when Tracy was performing at Caroline's, he had a $60 ticket. It was $60 per person
wow.
to go see this dude. And like I said, he sold out 7 shows. So he was putting me on the shows, and he was putting me right in front of a 30 Rock audience. But what had happened was, I'd been doing comedy for like 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And we were working on 30 Rock for about 4 years. And during those 4 years, I never asked Tracy to come to see me perform. Never invited him to any of my shows, never asked him to come to any club. But also, he never came to see none of my shows. He never heard, he never said, oh, I hear you performing, I'm coming through. He never did that either.
Uh-huh.
So we hanging out at this benefit maybe 2 weeks before his shows at Caroline's.
Uh-huh.
And it was a benefit where he had donated his services as the headliner for this school called the Parkside School, which caters to kids with learning disorders stemming from reading.
Okay.
And Al Roker, who has a son in the school, has a young son in the school, had donated his services as the host. So it was an evening with Tracy Morgan, hosted by Al Roker.
And okay.
It was a big money event. You know, it was just, they were raising funds, and they did this thing for like 10 minutes where they were, people, you know, make your donations,
uh-huh.
and people were donating, people sitting right next to me at tables around me, donating $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, up to $20,000 and $25,000 in that room.
Mm.
So it was a big money event.
Right.
And I'm there hanging out as a guest, you know, just a guy from 30 Rock, you know, there to, you know, support Tracy.
Uh-huh.
And then when Tracy's getting ready to go on, he says, yo, Kev, bring me up, man, and do 5 minutes.
He put you on blast like that?
Yeah, he put me on the spot. And I said, yo, Trey, you know, I wasn't prepared to go on, but Al Roker's supposed to bring you up. And he said, tell Al Roker to bring you up. And then you do 5 minutes, and then you bring me up. And I don't care if he's my biological father.
And he's saying this in the mic.
This is Tracy talking to me. This is him talking to me. I'm like, okay. Now I'm a little hesitant to go to Al Roker because, you know, I seen him on TV and he looks like a big guy on TV. But in real life, Al Roker's only about 4 feet tall.
Really?
So I figured I could beat Al Roker up. What's he gonna do? He can't stop me.
Right.
I'm 6'5". I ain't afraid of Al Roker. So I go up to Al Roker and I said, yo, Al Roker, Tracy Morgan just told me something. He said, for you to bring me up, and then I'm going to do 5 minutes, and then I'm going to bring him up. And he don't care if you his biological father. So I threw that in just to see if I get a laugh out of Al Roker.
Uh-huh.
So Al Roker's like, okay, no problem, whatever. You know, he sees how big I am, and he just goes up and he brings me on stage. So I do, you know, he brings me up, I do my 5 minutes, but it's a killer 5 minutes. From the moment
you
I open
let
my
him
mouth,
have it. You let him have
I
it.
Got, I have this audience laughing. Now, every comic has to be ready with has to be ready to perform at a drop of a hat. That's one rule.
Yeah.
If you ever say to a comic, hey, I need you to do a set, I need you to perform for me, and they say, oh, I'm not ready, you should have warned me, then that's not a real comedian.
Wow.
Real comedians are prepared to perform at any moment, drop of a hat. So I go up, I do my 5 minutes, and I kill them, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and in the audience were some big-time people, like the executive producer of Tracy's movie was in the audience, the guy that produced Cop Out.
Which is coming up.
Well, that came out around that time. Maybe that was
back in
March. But this guy had also, he was also the executive producer of I Am Legend. He executive produced Hitch. You know, he did Sherlock Holmes. He was the executive producer of Sherlock Holmes. So when I got off stage, this guy loved me. He thought I was hilarious. He came up to me and said, you should be in Cop Out 2. You and Tracy's chemistry is amazing, and you're so funny, man. And nobody knew, and da da da. So when I see Tracy the next day, we're on the set of 30 Rock. We're shooting 30 Rock, and we're hanging out in the dressing room, and Tracy comes up to me and says, yo, Kev, you know, I never saw you do stand-up. I didn't know you were so funny. You funny, Kev. You funny. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, that's what I was trying to tell you, dude. I'm telling you I'm funny. So,
he took a chance. I mean, he took a big chance.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So our listener, you got your response. Oh, there's one other person from the chat room that says, I would love to see Kevin Brown stand up on DVD. Any plans, any thoughts of ever doing that?
Oh yeah. I'm actually shooting a DVD this month, as a matter of fact, shooting a new DVD.
Oh, hot off the press, listener. There you go. You got it. Oh my goodness, we are out of time. I have enjoyed you. I'm telling you, I'm just proud of you and glad to see all the great things that you're doing. And
thank you.
And excited that you were able to join the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I count it an honor, and I don't take it lightly. And you are welcome. Any final comments for our listeners?
Final comments. Well, you know what? I appreciate you putting me on your show. I thank you. I would love to get more black people on 30 Rock because black people watch shows that you can talk through. You can't talk through 30 Rock, black people.
You got to just
talk
shut
through
up,
30
sit down
Rock. Yeah, if you talk through 30 Rock, you'll miss 5 or 6 jokes.
Right.
Because the jokes come so fast. So just be patient. Sit through the show and try to rock and roll with us.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Real quick. Yes. I was just getting a little distracted because people keep calling in. People are calling in on my phone, so I don't know if you hear the beep
as I'm talking.
Okay, well, yeah, that's somebody keeps calling me while I'm talking to you guys. So
and they're probably like, yo, I hear you on the radio. I'm trying to
get in.
So, yeah. Check out 30 Rock NBC's on Thursdays. Check your local listing. And again, we are just excited that we had KevinBrown.com on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listeners, we'll check you out next week. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.